Tar.
Yes?
That was a test. You failed.
Oh, fade fucker. Or reverse fade fucker.
Intro fucker. Foreplay fucker, that's it.
Foreplay fucker.
Audio ambush. Testing, this is Dr. Tar.
This is Professor. Oh, it's deja vu all over again. Heather.
This is the Midnight Guy Fly.
This is Dr. Jack in the Box Head.
Ew.
And special guest,
Springy.
Oh.
And you are experiencing. Oh, fellow inmates, welcome to 300 episodes of therapy. If you're not better yet, then you're one of us. One of us.
By the next 300, you'll
that's
be
right.
Okay.
Come see us in another 8 years with our next 300 episodes. We're going to finish up the top 100 worst movies of the 1950s. That's right. We're going to 25 to 1, fellow inmates and kiddies. And number 25 from 1958 is The Brain Eaters, starring Ed Nelson and Alan J. Factor and Cornelius Keith.
Heather likes this one. Yeah.
The Brain Eaters.
I have not seen this.
Yeah, I've not seen it either.
Hit the mark.
You know, if I like the story and all, it's just, oh, come on. The slippers. They look like little fuzzy slippers with the, with the, you know, like pipe cleaners bent around. It just, I think it would have been really cool if they would have kind of come up with a couple of, something, you know, like little gross latex thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
it was pretty bad.
But you know what I mean? They do really good building up to a lot of stuff, but then you actually see the brain slugs and they're just like, oh, they're so kind of cute. They're all fuzzy.
I like how they move. Suck at my brain.
The inspiration for Tribbles.
Yeah, kind of.
Night of the Creeps,
maybe.
That was
really bad. Night of the Creeps, yeah. But have you seen this one? They do have some cool stuff in it.
Springy, have you seen this one?
I have not seen this one.
That's good because I love making marks on
this paper.
I remember
Night of the Creeps, but I think that was in the 70s.
Yes, Night of the Creeps. That was 86.
Oh, 86.
Yeah, see, that was fun. If it looked more like that, that would have been kind of cool.
The same thing with was it Slither? Very similar concept. Slither.
Oh, I love Slither.
Yes.
Slither is a great movie. Yes, we did an episode on Slither.
Yeah, that was
one of our first 300 episodes. Is what
that's
one of them.
Right. Yeah.
It was episode.
That's one of my favorite.
Episode,
we don't know where it's at. But
episode 728.
Which one?
728. Was it? Okay.
Yeah. 728.
Look it up.
All right. Well
then, number 24, moving on to 1957, The Deadly Mantis, starring Craig Stevens, William Hopper, and Alex Talton.
The classic.
Never seen.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to get this book out of the library that had, like, it was just a monster book, and this guy was in there, and I would always read about him and how he was, you know, just a big bug, but I don't know, I just always loved the design of, like, a giant mantis. That would just be absolutely horrifying. If you really think about it, if you've ever seen a mantis, what they do to other bugs.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're like the only bug that can turn their head, too.
Yeah, they'll look at you like, yo, what you looking at?
Yeah.
Not
a good movie. Not a good movie.
Looked really cool, but the whole, how much, seriously, the build up. The percentage of this movie how much is it stock footage? Seriously.
Oh, probably like all.
Yeah.
Like 98%.
98% is good. Yeah.
Yeah. And the narration to guide you through.
No, it's not good.
Yeah.
The stock footage. But yeah.
I like this. There are two scenes I really like. One is where they first see like what looks like bird tracks in the snow, you know, where the mantis had landed.
Yeah.
Right out of them.
Yeah, that was and then the scene where he's finally like attacking the house, you know, the building where they're in, and that actually kind of looked okay, that's pretty cool. Other than that, it's pretty
really
forgettable.
When they show the mantis,
yes,
the thing, they do really well when they do that.
Yeah.
Well, it's just so strange that of all the, like, the other monsters that were in this book were like King Kong, Black Lagoon, Godzilla, giant mantis. It's like, what the hell is he doing?
We did ants, you know, praying mantis, you know, giant Gila monster. There's ants, all kinds
by
of
the way.
Yeah, all kinds of atomic wonders out there.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Yeah, no. You go ahead. I'm sorry. We'll get to it.
All right. Well,
if we don't, then
whatever you say,
we will. Moving
this
on.
This could be a fun surprise later. So
that's right. That's right. Have Rocket Will Travel at number 23, starring the Three Stooges and Joe DeRita.
Well, two Stooges.
Two
anyway.
Stooges and Joe DeRita. Yes. And I
is this the one with the Martians or is that something else?
I think
that narrows it down.
Well, there were two that went out in space. There was Around the World of Days. There was Have Rocket Will Travel. And
Okay.
Yeah, I can look it up. I can find it.
Was it this the one that had the Martians in it?
I think this was the one.
I don't recall.
No, I think this is the one where they go to Venus with the talking unicorn and shit.
Oh, is that this one?
I'm not sure. I
don't remember.
No, I think the one with the Martians.
Well, there's Three Stooges in Orbit.
Three Stooges in Orbit.
That's it. You're right. Three Stooges in Orbit.
Three Stooges in Orbit. That was one of the later ones.
And then the other one, Have Rocket Will Travel, is the one with the fucking talking horse or unicorn or whatever.
Yeah, Have Rocket Will Travel was her first one. And that's with Joe DeRita, who I think is he the one who is just whiny?
He's such a bitch.
Yeah. Everyone hated him. Even the other Stooges hated him. The other guy they get afterwards, because like he was also a prima donna. He didn't want to like get wet. He didn't want to like have anything like no pie fights.
Who, Joe DeRita?
Yeah. And then they got the other guy who did the other movies, who was a much better Curly Joe. Or whatever, much better.
Shaft,
I think
or whatever. That's Shaft. What was his name? The other Stooge.
Well, there was Shemp, there was Curly, Mo.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, Shemp.
Cartoons?
As I got older, I appreciate Shemp much more than I did when I was a kid, because I loved Curly
me too.
So much.
I do too.
That I when Shemp came around, I'm like, it's not Curly. But then now I watch it, and I'm like, Shemp was awesome. I'm like, he was pretty good.
I did the same thing. Curly was my favorite out of all three of them. And, I even personally think he was the best out of all of them.
Absolutely.
You know, Mo and Larry were good, but he just had that really comedic quality.
Mm-hmm. The other two were
straight men to him. Real.
Mm-hmm.
Which one was the one you were talking about? He didn't want to get wet. And
Joe DeRita. Yeah, he was the real whiny one. He was in the Have Rocket Will Travel.
He was Curly Joe, right?
He came in I think he was. And there was another one who came in later on who was a much better.
Who was the other? Who was that one? I don't remember what his name
I don't either.
Here's another Curly Joe.
Curly Joe was, I didn't like anything after Shemp. I didn't like any of them.
No, I didn't either. But the movie wise, who was it that was in Three Stooges in Orbit with the Martians? Because I kind of like that one.
I can't remember who it was. Yeah,
is that
I don't
Joe
know.
That's not Joe DeRita, is it?
Maybe I had it wrong. No, maybe Joe DeRita was the okay guy. There was a whiner who came in at the end of the series. Maybe I got the wrong one.
Oh, you're thinking of Besh.
Joe Bescher. Maybe that's
you
the one.
Got it wrong, Mark?
Yeah.
Of course I get it wrong. Yeah.
At the very end.
My brain doesn't work. Yeah, that might have been a Joe DiRita might have been the good replacement. It might have been Joe Bescher. I think you're right there, Dr. Tarr. Yeah.
Get to the eel tank.
Yeah, he was terrible. He was just all whiny, and but Joe DiRita was a much better substitute for Curly.
He was in Hands of Death too. Do you remember him? He was like the gas station attendant. He touched and he turns black and dies. Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Yes. Well, number 22, War of the Colossal Beast, starring Sally Fraser, Roger Pace, Duncan Dean Parkin, Burt I. Gordon.
Yep, I've seen this one. The
sequel to The Amazing Colossal Man, War of the Colossal Beast, and now has the same diaper, new makeup.
Yes. Like, literally, and it's the same guy.
The only reason I like this movie or have a lot of affection for this movie is because of, like, Famous Monsters and the magazine's Monster Madness. They always had those nice close-up test pictures of him. And I really liked the makeup of that for that time and what they were showing. I thought that was cool.
That was pretty good.
I agree. The movie sucked, but the pic of him. And
so
still,
like, if any of you guys were a giant man, would you just go all Dr. Manhattan or would you wear the diaper?
Diaper.
No one wants to see my tiny penis, giant size. A giant tiny penis.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. At that size, I'm still small.
So that's right. You're just gonna be like laughing. I'm like, shut up, man. I'm a step on you.
Look at it compared to the bus.
What the fuck? Yeah, like, shut it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stop looking at I'd wear hot shorts.
Try and find a sock this big.
That's right. I think we have them those down here.
Hanging out on either side, so they have to look up.
Yeah. Oh, that Christmas stocking is a little loose, huh? Sorry about that. We'll see. We'll make it fine.
Check it out, boys.
Yeah. Well, hey, that was number 22. Number 21, we have The Atomic Man, starring Gene Nelson, Faith Domergue, and Peter Arne.
Domergue.
I like that's... Faith Domergue was in a couple other ones. Yes, yeah, she's really pretty. She was The Silent Earth, It Came from Beneath the Sea. Voyage to a Prehistoric
The Silent Earth.
The Atomic Man, Cult of the Cobra, House of the Seven Corpses. Yeah, she was in quite a bit.
Well, fun fact, in The Hateful Eight by Quentin Tarantino, there is a character named Domergue. It's the one that Kurt Russell has her. It's Jennifer Jason Leigh.
He's
calling her Domergue.
The badass lady.
Yeah.
That's true.
How much you want to bet Quentin Tarantino got that from this movie?
He probably did.
Yes, yeah, I would. Yeah, that would. Why not? He loves movies. I have not seen The Atomic Man.
The Atomic Man?
Yeah, I like Faith Domergue in her other movies, but I've not seen this one.
It's another one that's pretty slow. Not a whole lot goes on in it. Not a really good movie. I think Tar liked it. Shows you right there that wasn't a good movie.
That's right. His taste is questionable. Look at the company he keeps.
Yes. Exactly.
I'm the company because he would show all these to me at Drink and Draw, you know. And when I lived where he does, you know, I was like blocks away. Once a week, we would just sit down and he would bring a stack of DVDs over and, like, you got to see this. You got to see this.
So what is Drink and Draw? Some kind of Clockwork Orange experiment?
It's where we're both artists. We like to draw, you know, and so he would come over.
Like you literally.
Yeah, we would literally
draw. Yeah, it's literally Drink and Draw.
We would sit at my table, which was, you know, you could see the TV from there in the dining room at the time. And we would just.
And it was a huge table.
It was a huge table. And we would just sit there and he would put all these different movies on. Yeah, and it was great because, you know, they're not movies you want to sit there and have to pay attention to.
So no, I feel that.
It would just be looking up and hearing things and you go, oh, okay, yeah. And then there's Tar sitting next to me going, here's what's cool about this. Here's what's cool about this. That scene, here's what's cool about this.
What?
See? Drink and draw.
Drink and draw. I was just talking about how you exposed me to so
I can't
many
draw,
movies.
But I'd love to come and hang out and just drink with you guys.
Well, that's
just,
what, you know,
no, I, no, to
I can draw stick figures and angry candy. That's the
there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, Professor Feather would come and hang out with us too, and he would even draw, you know, and make. I have a couple of the drawings stuffed away in my portfolio over here.
Drawing. No,
we do need to get together sometime. We do need that.
Yeah.
We do.
That's for sure.
We really do. And I really want to watch some shitty movies with
you guys. We could do a weekend of shit.
Moving on.
We can number 20, The Flying Saucer from 1950, starring Michael Conrad, Pat Garrison, Hans von Toofen.
Oh, of course he's Toofen.
I loved Hans.
I do not. I like I've the seen this movie.
You I haven't seen
it's
it?
A, I think so. It's a. A documentary,
in a commie Nazi, whatever.
Commie
Nazi.
Commie Nazi.
But it went into that. It leaned heavily, and it was like one of the first flying saucer pictures. But it leaned in heavily into like it was man made, and not alien by any mean. But it was like Nazis or who it was Nazis, wasn't it? Making this,
I think it was Nazis. Something truly like that. Low budget.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember the saucer.
Extremely low budget. Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciatingly low budget.
Oh, it is. Yes. And what's the guy's name that who made the movie? Conrad.
Michael Conrad, who was also Conrad. In the movie.
Yeah, he stars
yes.
in it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then he spell his first name
M-I-K-E-L. That's right.
Mike.
Yeah. Michael.
Mikael.
Mikael.
Fucking pussy. No, call me Mike.
Yeah.
Well, number 19 is arguably worse. Number 19, we're moving on to the giant Gila monster. Gila
here is the one I was talking about.
It's really bad. Sullivan, I do Fred have Graham. A fondness of this, so just because this is like really little. Uh-huh. This is like one of the first big, it's like one of those 4 o'clock.
All the rock and roll in it. And
the hot rods.
The hot rods. What was the,
when the monsters,
the DJ, the bar. Disc jockey or something. What's that? Tar?
Oh, when the monster, the Gila monster is poking his nose through the barn. You're looking. And this is all supposed to be what, like the Texas, whatever, shrub area or whatever.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Great hot rods, though.
Yeah. I remember as a kid when I saw this, because my mom liked it. So, you know, I would always watch any, if she was watching a monster movie, I'm certainly watching it. You know, we both kind of loved this era. And I remember when I was about 6 years old, I went out to Arizona to visit my grandparents. And we were out in the desert and I saw a Gila monster. And I was so disappointed at how tiny it was. You know, I'm expecting this giant.
Wait a minute.
Come on, man. Well, it was much bigger than the movie. You know, it wasn't even like an alligator. MSG? It's just like, oh, it's like a foot across. Like, oh, that's it.
They did on MSG when they were talking about the block up, you know, and everybody had their foot up on like something. And so they had like these three guys. In the movie, they had like these three guys that were like on this one little block. They all had the feet up on it with their, anyway, so they cut back to Joel and the bots, and they all have their feet up and blocked up. Yeah, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's such a good movie. Midnight Gadfly, have you seen the giant Gila monster?
Oh, yeah.
And Springy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice. Glad to aid. Look at that. Well, moving on to number
Let me make a correction here. It was the giant Gila monster.
Gila. Right.
Gila.
Or Gila.
It's like
a fajita.
Gyro.
Vagina. Fajita.
Fajita.
You say Gila. I say Gila. Let's call the Gila whole monster. Thing off.
Like the yes, Gila.
The Gina monster.
Number 18 has a movie title that I can pronounce correctly, A Crash of Moons. Richard Crane, Scotty Beckett, and Sally
stars
Mansfield.
These two big black chicks. Sorry.
Wasn't this TV show, Rocky?
Yeah. It's like they put some of his episodes together.
Oh, they made a movie out of those episodes?
Rocky Jones. What was the TV show? Rocky Jones.
Rocky Jones. Space Ranger.
Space Patrol or whatever.
Space Ranger. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've seen this only as the MST version, so I guess
it has that
bad look.
That's actually an enjoyable kind of counts.
Yes, the bad cereal look, you know.
Yeah,
certainly doesn't look, you know. And what a cheap way to rehash these cereals into shorter, you know, stories.
I think that was actually a TV show.
It was a TV show, in the cereal.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. Show.
Yeah, it was an actual TV show in the 50s.
Oh, then they made a movie from it.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with this one.
Put them together.
Okay, that's cool. All right. Well, moving on.
High tech.
Yes. Number 17. Speaking of high tech, number 17, Plan 9 from Outer Space.
Oh, classic.
Yeah, maybe should have been number one. I'm just saying.
I'm right there with you, Midnight Gavli. I really.
Yeah, that movie's awful. Absolutely awful.
But there are worse movies. I love this movie.
I love it too. Love it.
Yes.
But even from the first time I saw it, which I thought it was like, what? It was like, literally, what did I just watch?
Yes.
And then I'm thinking about it. It was so bad. It's like you had to tell someone how bad it was.
It's like, how many curtains did you have access to make this movie? Yes. Holy shit. Have the money for a set, you just shoot in front of a curtain. And that's good enough.
I cardboard. Plywood. Yeah, cardboard. Plywood.
Plywood will work.
Plywood steering.
Paneling. Yes.
This is one of these things I saw like at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, this came on. It's like, and you're tired and you want to go to sleep, but you're watching this like, what? What's going on?
Yeah, well, I think my favorite time seeing it, as we've talked about before, is when we all saw it at the Gish Theater, you know, at Bowling Green. They played, played this, and we started doing the whole MST kind of before. I don't think I had even seen MST.
Oh, you know? No, we started before. Cool.
And like we just started like talking back. It was like more like the Rocky Horror thing, you know, and at first people laughed, and by the end of the movie, everyone was like doing it. That was kind of fun.
There was
quite a few of us at wasn't there?
Yeah, it was a good. It was us.
Yeah.
Gadfly.
No, I didn't go because I didn't see this.
No, I didn't think he went.
I didn't see this until after.
I thought there were some others.
After I saw Ed Wood the movie, that's when I started watching Ed Wood and knowing anything about him. So I probably saw this on TV, right, at some point.
And I'm sure you did.
And just even as a kid going, what the fuck is this shit? You know, but, but my appreciation of it it's good. My appreciation
The best part about it, it was, you know, Ed Wood did give kind of a tribute to Bella, you know? Probably if you have anything good to say about Ed Wood, it was that he brought Bella back. You know, he said, look, come on, you know, this guy was a star, man. This guy was one of the biggest stars in the early Hollywood. And, you know, you people are fucked for, you know, just ignoring him. Now I'm going to give him some really bad roles.
That's right.
But they were roles. But they were roles.
He did what he could do.
And Bella loved it.
I'm sorry.
Ed Wood loved movies. That's the thing I took away from everything that people talked about it. He was obsessed with movies. He just loved them, you know, and wanted to make his own movies. And, you know, because he didn't have the money, he would just do it however he could. And just the kind of flim-flam man he was amazing, you know, getting a church
to
back and the meatpacking guy. Movie. I mean, great. Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. Wow. Well, moving on. Number 16, we have Killers from Space, starring Peter Graves, James Soni, Orsay, and Steve Pendleton. Yes, Killers from Space.
I will have to say that the Tar and Feather version is the best.
Of course.
I recommend the 11th anniversary edition.
10th anniversary.
Re-release.
The 10th anniversary. Of
10th, was it?
The re-release of the 10th anniversary 1 year later?
Yes.
The 10th anniversary, we came out as old men, and it's pretty funny. It's pretty funny.
Nice. just took the makeup off.
Huh? And it's a truly bad movie. Another one with the good stock footage, you know, all of the the quote dinosaurs or whatever you want to call
it. Who the hell filmed
him running through the caves? Yeah. And come on, one of the best makeup pieces, best the ping pong ball eyes.
Ping pong eyes, yeah.
You like could not beat him.
I like the monster
Chinese
vision.
Ping pong team was the monster furious. Vision, yeah.
Yes, yeah. Ah, can't.
What you gonna say, Springy?
Have you seen?
Oh, no, ping pong balls make great eyeballs.
Yeah. They do. Oh, they were the best. They were the best.
Have you seen Killers from Outer Space?
Cutting edge at the time.
Springy, have you seen Killers from Outer Space?
I have not.
You should.
Oh. Ooh. Not seen that pajamas one. And it, ping pong balls.
It's a classic, terrible movie. But watch the tar and feather version.
So when we get together on that weekend, we should take all the movies that we've not seen and we can all watch them together.
Yeah.
The horror.
No, I don't think so.
the horror.
I've
horror.
Been thinking about what painful things we could watch.
We could have a good time, no matter what we did. Number 15, Curse of the Faceless Man, with Richard Anderson, Elaine Edwards, and Adele Mara.
I like this one.
I don't think I've seen this one. I could be wrong. What's the plot?
It's so quick and so...
Yeah, it's only like...
Forward. It's like...
Yeah, it's only 67 minutes.
He's like a sorcerer from Pompeii that got covered up, but he resurrected to save his...
Yeah, I haven't seen that one.
No, they have not. I definitely want to, though.
And it's really quick. It's only like just a little over an hour.
He said 67 minutes.
Yeah, 67 minutes.
Yeah. I didn't remember that. Sorry. Yeah, and I like how he looked.
But yeah. Yeah, I did too. I did too. But yeah. And I liked it because it was 67 minutes long.
That's not even movie length.
Right to the point. But there was, you know.
That is of those days. Oh. They changed that.
Oh, did they? Because isn't it now 72
like in
minutes?
From the 30s into the 50s, an hour was a length for a lot of B movies. Huh? Westerns, a lot of Westerns, not the top grade. The B were all... right around an hour long, because they would always show two features at the theater.
Was Terror of Tiny Town that short?
I get it.
Even Tar got that one.
Oh.
It did have
a few shortcomings, but yeah.
All right. Well, moving on. To number 14, to a movie I have seen, The Killer Shrews.
Yes.
With James Best, Ingrid Goldman, and Ken Curtis. Yes. The Killer Shrews, a.k.a. dogs with longer coats. coats.
With the carpet shag on them.
Right, exactly.
yeah.
We had some carpet overruns, and we stapled them to some dogs and had them run around.
Running around.
Who's on this carpet? Off.
Yeah, The Killer Shrews.
It's a movie.
It is a movie. It's very
a movie.
Indicative.
It is
very indicative of the era. You know, low quality.
I don't think it was a very long movie either, was it?
No, it was 69 minutes.
69. So
69 minutes. Yeah.
Yes.
Killer Shrews. Bad movie. Very bad movie. Very
slow. Bad. Bad. Laughable.
It deserves to be right up there.
It's where it should be. Yes. All right. Number 13, Teenage Zombies, with Don Sullivan, Catherine Vicar, and Steve Conte. I have not.
It sounds
seen
like it'd be cool, but
yeah, Teenage Zombies.
Not.
I've not seen
it's
it.
Not.
Is this the one with the gorilla? And they're like,
yeah.
Looks like there's a gorilla on the movie poster.
Yeah. And it's just it's stupid. It's so stupid. Makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah.
All right.
It's so disappointing. Great.
This
great
was like
game.
The second bill on the drive and on the drive-in theater. No,
yeah. Probably third. Yeah.
Like, nah,
probably be the third bill. Oh, come on.
Or maybe even third.
Yeah. Got distribution. All right. Number 12, Terror from the Year 5000. Starring Ward Costello, Joyce Holden, and Frederick Downes.
Nope.
I've seen this one.
Terror from the Year 5000. I don't think I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, no. To be honest, I probably saw it, but I absolutely have no memory of it. So I'll say I didn't see it.
They kind of build a machine to kind of like fish in time. And anyway, they bring back something from the future, like this artifact, and it's all highly radioactive. Anyway, somehow this...
And they box it up and put it in a giant warehouse with all the other artifacts?
Pretty much. Yeah. Anyway, somehow there's a communication starts between what's ever on the other side and all that. It ends up being this like deformed woman.
That sounds very Lovecraftian in that that concept.
Yeah. Well, it is a future, but it's like after like some atomic war, of course.
And, would it be the way you like, arrive?
They start to fish for people to bring back and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
It's safe to say Tar saw this movie.
Yeah. As I said, I'll say I did not.
Yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I got it marked.
All right.
All this.
Another classic. No,
what I described sounds a lot cooler than what the movie is. So
yeah, I would watch that based on that. I'm there. Another classic, Attack of the Giant Leeches.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What number is this?
Number 11. Number 11. Attack of the Giant Leeches. Leeches to be shown so with the bad. Attack of the Giant Shrews. Yep. Yeah, the leeches, you get that cruel sound, that kind of warbly, throaty, grubbly sound.
This is why, you know, if they had a little more money for the outfits, the leech outfits, it could have been really cool. Really creepy.
The fact that they were outfits.
Let's take a sleeping bag and turn it on its side and paint it black. There you go.
Suffocating. There you go.
That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The concept.
Billy Barty played every one of the leeches.
The maggots.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's got that set. It looked like it was, borrowed like maybe from Universal, like one of the creature movies. It's they got the grotto with the cave inside. You know, it's got,
I
like that set.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of a cool looking set. And the leech is kind of goofy, but you know, I love the throttling sound that it makes. But
I kind of like the idea that they were like suggesting they were humanoid leeches. Kind of had a little intelligence going on too, so it kind of like predates that the X-Files with the flute guy. So
that movie though just
so
made
what
me,
is the, what is the
take salt with me everywhere I go after that.
Is the best movie that portrayed leeches?
It would be we watched it the Queen with African Queen. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. One of the creepiest scenes ever, I think.
Yeah.
And Humphrey Bogart, he looked honestly just grossed out when that
disgusted.
Oh man. Yeah. Found him all over him, That's a good leech movie here.
All right. Excellent.
Not the leech woman.
Well, we are heading down into our top 10. Top 10. I'm sure there's a lot of pain to talk about. Number 10 from 1959. This is The Monster of Piedras Blancas. Yes. The pain, it's William.
It truly probably should be in the top 10 because it is one of the most atrocious movies I think I've ever seen.
Even the monster doesn't make sense, but I kind of liked it though. That's another one you saw pictures of all the time and like famous monster and shit.
Right. I kind of liked it though.
The pictures looked awesome, but the movie was shit. Right. Yeah, you never get enough of the monster.
Here's what I'll say about that movie. We have to slow Dr. Head down because he's making better time than I did. It's not cool.
We're just in a roll right now.
Right. All right. It's a terrible, terrible movie. Anything else anyone have to say about Springy? Have you seen Monster?
No, I've seen that one.
He's walking out of the shop with the head.
That's one I recommend you don't see.
Okay. That's right. There's a couple at the end. We'll say, there's one I'm waiting for. We probably covered in the top 50. The one with Tor Johnson, when he's out in the desert. Beast of Yucca Flats. And then there's God Monster of Indian Flats. There's that one too, which is
God.
That with the giant.
we're going to remake Beast of Yucca Flats. We're going to call it the best of Yucky Farts.
Yes. God. Oh, terrible, terrible. All right. Well, moving on. Number nine.
And Feather and I are going to dub the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's going to be fantastic. Number nine, The Astounding She-Monster from 1957. The Astounding She-Monster, starring Ken Duncan, Robert Clark, Marilyn Harvey.
That's a very stupid movie.
Man, we're getting so down to the bottom of the barrel. I don't know any of these. I've never seen that.
Yeah.
She's like slinking around in that skin tight.
Oh yeah, she is. Sarcastic.
Wasn't Ken Duncan also in Night of the Ghoul?
I could have been. Know.
Oh, I think he was.
They'd be about the same budget.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's a terrible movie.
He was a scammer.
This is the one. What's his name? Thompson. Who filmed it?
He filmed a lot
of this stuff. Anyway,
he's the one
that they were talking about him. You know, she jumped to the window and her. That suit being so tight broke, so she's like, and he just got
spilled out everywhere.
He loved it being the old guy there. You know,
it's confirmed. Ken Duncan was in Night of the Ghouls.
Yeah.
All right.
Confirmed.
Confirmed. She had a wardrobe malfunction.
Oh yes. Yeah.
Well, speaking of malfunction,
truly, our cinematographer truly appreciated it.
We're moving on to number eight. A Burt I. Gordon classic, King Dinosaur. Yes.
Yep.
Painful. Bad, Burt I. Gordon. Bad. Shame on you.
Nova.
You know, I like some of his other movies. I do. I love the Earth versus the Spider. I really do. It's like maybe one of my favorite ones of what he does. Yeah. But King Dinosaur is not good.
Dr. Head, you made us watch one with ants. Is that a Burt I. Gordon? Or is that Herschel Gordon Lewis?
The Gods?
Food of the Gods. Maybe it was
we watched the one
Invasion Empire of the Ants.
Empire of the Ants.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Was also Burt I. Gordon too.
Okay. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, Empire of the Ants. Yeah, I like that one.
Bone Collins.
That's right. Yeah. Way better than King Dinosaur. The Mystery Science Theater has a version of it.
King Dinosaur is just
stupid.
Just bad. But a movie that's very fun.
Have you noticed that these movies are so bad we don't even hardly talk about
them? I know. That's why we're going faster. It's not because I'm a sucky... it's not because I suck as a moderator. It's because they're just getting worse.
But now the next one to me should not be on this list. Number seven is Prince of Space, 1959, starring Tetsuo Umemiya. I know it's not good, but this is very nostalgic for me. The Starman, first of like the several Starman movies.
Yes.
The Japanese, like, Superman. He had a cool cape.
Pudgy.
Yes. I thought he was, a little beefy. That's probably why he was chosen, because he was so untraditionally Japanese in his body. But he wasn't a sumo.
Chubby.
But yes. And so he had that skull cap and the little half wings. And Starman, it was ongoing. Multiple movies were made, and I loved them as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I haven't seen one for a long time, but.
The action scenes are just so
stupid.
Yeah.
I remember liking
they do this dancing. They come within like 5 feet of each other. Like, then they flip back. Going back and forth, flipping each other. Yeah.
They would have these blocks of movies that were like Godzilla movies, but then they would start throwing in, because they had shown all those Godzilla movies so much, they'd start throwing in these bizarre Japanese, like this Starman. So I remember seeing like a bunch of these that, it was so much fun. It's so bizarre. As a kid, you're just like, what the fuck is going on here? You'd look at that and you go, what is going on with the Japanese people? Jesus Christ.
Johnny Sacco was like that too, because I had never seen it. All of a sudden, it came up on TV in that movie that they put like the four episodes together. Yep. It's like, what is?
Yeah, Voyage into Space.
It's just like,
Some of those episodes of Johnny Sacco were really bizarre, like the one with the vampire You know, there's some really, and the gunplay, the violence is just astronomical.
I got to see that. Yeah, unedited.
For a kid's for a kid's TV show.
What the hell?
Yeah. I'm like, I remember loving it. But see, I don't remember much of that. I remember the monsters and giant robot and, you know, unicorn. But, you know, watching it again as an adult, I'm like, Jesus Christ, they're just shooting the shit out of each other.
The original Japanese stuff, it's like, you're kind of taken, you know, it's all stupid looking, but it's like, you're kind of taken aback by what happened. So, you know, which, it's kind of gross, but anyway.
Yeah, it's great.
Yay,
gross. It's modern kabuki.
Yeah. We're moving on to number six. Sure. Roger Corman, Teenage Caveman from 1958, starring Robert Vaughn.
This is goofy. So you can take it either way.
I don't think I've seen Teenage Caveman. I'm sad to say. I'm catching up to Gadfly here.
No, not even close.
Not a good movie. Not a good movie at all.
No.
Robert Vaughn is
Roger Corman, bless his heart, didn't always make good movies.
Robert Vaughn is
But they were cheap and on time and they made money.
Yeah, they were profitable.
Yeah.
That's
nicely combed and parted hair.
Yeah, and that's it. Man. Yes, the heart of it. He like
my name is Ook. Is my part good?
Yeah, excellent.
But they all and they were all white guys too. So
they were pretty fly for white guys.
Yeah, no, you can't say white
pretty
guys.
Fly.
You can't say white guys. You got to say people of no color.
Okay.
Blanche. Those void of color.
Albedo. Albedo boys.
Speaking of, number five is another Roger Ramjet. What was this guy's name? The Roger Space Cadet. Manhunt in Space from 1956. Sorry, Richard Crane, Sally Mansfield. It was serial you had mentioned before. In our last episode.
Another TV show, wasn't it?
Yeah. Were we going to like scrap that because it was a TV show?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to scrap that one then.
It's out.
It's out. Screw you, Manhunt in Space. Let's move on to number four. The Space Children. Also from 1958. Yep. Starring Michael Rea, Adam Williams, and Peggy Weber.
I don't think that was that bad.
I have not seen it.
Me either.
I don't think I've seen
like movies that people made in their
eyes.
It was like William Allen's, one of his movies. But it was like these kids that their parents all worked at this rocket launch site. They were all scientists, blah, blah, blah. And they all played together. Anyway, out of the sky comes this space brain. And talks to them, so that's kind of cool.
Then they murder their family and take the rockets?
No, they don't murder the family, but they try to tell people and all this other stuff, and then they disarm the rocket, blah, blah, blah. Then the brain, like, imparts its whatever it wanted to say to them.
That sounds bad.
Sounds bad, yeah.
The treasure was inside you all along.
Yeah, pretty much. It looks like a big brain, so.
This sounds like
space brain.
Yeah. Thank you, Tar, for watching that movie.
Brain from Planet Aruz.
Aruz, yes.
Oh, that's another brain movie,
That's another floating brain.
Well, John Agar.
Special strings.
We are down to our top three, ladies and gentlemen. Number three, The Robot versus the Aztec Mummy. 1959. Yes, starring
wondering if it was
Ramon
be on
Gay,
here
or Rosa Arenas, and Crox Alvarado.
You know, being little and hearing that title, that sounded kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you usually had to stay up really late at night to watch
it. Yes.
Yes. And then when you see it,
how
you
disappointing.
Go,
oh, we're going to watch a movie of someone recalling the story. Oh.
And I'm sorry, but who the fuck does that put elbows in a robot?
It's not a pleasure unit.
Springy, have you seen this one?
No.
Oh, need to. Man, you need to, Springy.
This is so bad that you got to see it.
Yes.
Right. Mexican movie.
It's like that Dracula versus Frankenstein movie from the 70s that is just.
Oh, God. Yes.
Terrible. That'll curl your hair. Yeah, Robot versus Aztec Mummy. It is painfully bad. But
what number was that?
That was number three. That was number three.
Now, number three?
Number three.
That's right. Okay. It should be right up there.
Yeah, number two, Catwomen of the Moon. Starring Douglas Fowley, Susan Mori, and Sunny Tufts.
Terrible.
Sunny Tufts.
Why does it still smell like tuna?
Yeah, this is bad.
Seen this one or the? I remember one where there were women cat doing stuff, but I don't know.
This is the first one.
Was that Cats when the way they look? You know, the human actors were the
missile to the moon was the same story, but this is like
dancing around and Mr. Verstappen.
Yeah, the only good part. Yeah,
which was the one that had, was it Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Queen
of Outer Space.
Queen of Outer Space, yes.
Which is
yes.
a delight. A delightful movie.
I love you by giving me
I love Queen of Outer Space. It's just so bad. It's good.
Which one is it where there's two of them left and like only cats can kill them? And at the end, a bunch of like cats attack the two of them and like rip them apart? Like real house cats?
What?
Oh, that's like every day.
No, yeah, it was like they were the last two cat vampire people or something. And
yeah.
The only.
Oh, that's that Stephen King thing.
Okay.
Cat's Eye?
Never mind. I just remember the end because it's there's just people off screen throwing puppet, like pound puppy cats.
Playing with the grass, Tar.
At the main character. <being a cat-tramble. laughs> It's great. It's a beautiful scene.
Nice.
I didn't even know about that movie either. Never heard of it.
What is it called?
Oh, you wouldn't like it.
Yeah, it was the Cats and Vampire movie. I don't remember. That's like the Cats and Jammer Kids, the Cats and Vampire Kids.
Cats and Vampire.
Stephen King's The Cats and Vampire Kids.
Yeah, I don't remember. It was a Stephen King movie, though. I think
it was Cat's Eye, maybe really? The Cat's Eye, and then there was another one, Night something.
Sleepwalker
maybe
Sleepwalker?
Maybe Sleepwalker. Sleepwalkers might be, sounds what, like, you know, it, that might be it.
Wasn't Cat's Eye a compilation? Wasn't that an anthology, Cat's Eye, the movie?
Cat's Eye was, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And our number one, our hit with a bullet.
Da-da-da-da!
And our recent Tar and Feather production, Mesa of Lost Women from 1953. Yeah. Jackie Coogan.
Good old Jackie Noah Coogan.
Nixon and Richard Travis.
I'm gonna
one
say,
of my favorite Tar and Feather cinema episodes.
Great episode, but that movie belongs at number one. I'm just saying.
It really does.
It does.
It's right up there.
Where else are you going to see giant spiders in a tutu?
Where else do you want to see him?
Apparently, you've never been.
And we were so disappointed that there was no donkey show.
And a spidge. Where else are you going to see a spidge? So
Wait a minute.
Springy, what were you going to say?
What are you saying, Springy?
Oh, I said apparently he's never been to my house. Oh. He wants to see spiders in a tutu?
No, tutu. I didn't say spiders. Yeah. I said spidge.
Yes.
That's because they're midget spider and spiders combined. Spidges.
Yes.
And there's a horde of them.
The cover art is fantastic. the movie's painfully bad. Tar and Feather makes it tolerable. You know, to watch it, but
it is a truly bad movie.
Yes, it is.
There's others on this list that I would have put at number one.
Yeah,
I would still put that in the top five, though. That's sure. For
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did we ever talk about Creeping Terror?
The 1950s.
Or was that 60s?
Creeping Terror was 60s.
Oh,
I think.
That's why we didn't talk.
Yeah, I think it would be fun. We should also go through the top 100 because there's a lot of great movies in the 50s.
The good stuff.
Yeah,
that would be
We could also do the top worst 100 horror movies of the 50s or best horror movies of the 50s. I think those would be fun too. You know,
worst 100 horror movies. That would be the top 1,000. Yes, because there are very few good horror movies out there.
In the 50s you had Hammer, you know, and by the time the 50s came around for Universal, they were doing more of the, you know,
in the 70s you had Jan Hammer, so
that's right.
Sorry, that was a musical joke, sorry.
It's good. So I want to do the score.
Not my yum hummer.
Okay, the score. Here we go.
Out of 100, I have not seen 59 of them. So I failed. Mark has not seen 19 of them. Not bad.
Dr. Head. Not bad.
No, I'm sorry, Dr. Head.
You exposed me. No, they see it through me.
God damn. I meant Montag.
You're not talking to the head.
Out of 50, Springy is at 18.
Okay.
Not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
Not bad.
Professor Feather is at 10.
Okay.
Tar remains at 6.
No way. I know I haven't seen it.
Only six.
You win, Dr. Tar, or maybe you lose. I don't know.
Apparently, it's an addiction. Yeah.
A little bit of both, maybe.
A little bit of both, yeah.
That was fun though. The top 100.
Yeah, well, we can
worst
go through the
sci-fi.
We can kick it into the 60s. We can work through worst horror too. Hey, I'm up for it all.
Oh yeah,
because we really do have to talk about Monster or Go-Go.
Well, and I love it because we don't have to watch anything.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah, we just talk about it.
That's true. Tell you all about it.
It's all memories. All memories.
Right.
That's true. Yeah, and episode 300.
That's right. 300
kind of
episodes,
a milestone, I guess.
If you've been, if you've watched every one of them, that's more than any of us have done. So thank you. Keep on going.
Listen to them. Yeah.
Listen. That's right. Listen or if to you them. Watched it, then that's something too. Yeah. Tell us about it.
That would be really weird. Yeah.
That's kind of weird. So still write us about it. Yeah.
It rubs its lotion.
I'm going to hack into his computer and watch all of these.
Yeah. We should release these though out on YouTube sometime.
Someplace, yeah.
I have tons of these. I've recorded many of our episodes.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But, 300. Yeah, we've covered some really, truly awful movies,
mm-hmm.
but some of the best movies. I like the fact that, you know, we kind of started out in the horror, science fiction, kind of the B movie realm, you know, but then it's graduated into just movies in general. You know, we've talked mm-hmm. about some truly amazingly good movies that aren't horror or science fiction.
Yes.
But
the one that stands out to me is if we're going back and looking back in our favorite memories, Dave Had a Maze, I think, was one of those movies that just astounded me with how great.
Yes.
And you got to tell people don't look at anything about it.
And
don't
such a silly
it.
Idea.
Just go into it.
Make it such a good movie.
Yeah. Have you seen that, Springy? Dave Made a Maze?
No.
Oh, we will stop talking about it. You go see it. Don't read it. Just go watch it now. You go now.
It's
what's the other one?
Strawberry Mansion.
What's the one with the mold?
Strawberry.
Oh, Strawberry Mansions.
Strawberry Mansions.
And then I think Greasy Strangler, which at first I hated, but then like now I've watched it like 3 times, and I'm like, I love the soundtrack. It's so. You know, yeah. The only thing I don't like about Greasy Strangler was the ending. I mean, that was a fucked up ending.
Yeah. I loved it.
They should have just cut it off. Paprika. I told a student of mine about that, and she goes, they played it at a theater, like out in Defiance, Ohio. They have these like weird nights are playing manga.
Really?
And she goes, they were playing Paprika, so I went to see it. And she goes, and then the next week they had Perfect Blue by the same guy. And she goes, I went and saw that. And she goes, those were so bizarre and amazing. You know, I'm like, yes.
I'd love to have seen that on a big screen. That would have been awesome.
Yeah, when I'm like, how the fuck are they showing that out there in the middle of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's this old theater that they cycle all kinds of stuff, you know?
I love that.
And I'm like,
oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
And she goes, I like to go to a movie by myself. Nobody fucking talking to me.
It's the purest form of enjoying it. You don't have to worry about what anyone else is thinking. You are completely there, can zone in and just
for your, to do that.
We've done some pretty good episodes, I think.
Yes, we've had a lot of fun.
300.
300. We've had about 12 really good episodes.
300.
12 really good episodes.
12 really good. I was going to.
12
and a half. Have I been gone that much?
12 and a half. There's There's that one half episode that just went off the rails, you know.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'd like to bring back in some form, perhaps if Springy comes back sometime, I'd like to bring back the quiz, the movie quiz.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done one for quite a long
time.
I'll
fail miserably again. I don't care.
I don't care. Sure.
I have a lot of fun making up the answers. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dr. Tarr usually runs away with the quiz. Yes.
Oh, no. It depends what you're quizzing about.
Yeah.
This kind of stuff, yeah, I will kick your ass. But you move out of this realm,
I would feel confident in. But you have to remember, I was born in 82, so my knowledge is like very much from then on. I know some stuff from before that, but
wait, Springy,
yeah, son? Obviously, yeah,
Springy, son.
Sonny. But
let's call him Socko for a nickname.
I'll just be a sock puppet the whole time.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that around
here. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
It'll slide right off.
With all of the history of socks and Dr. Head,
Why, who put jelly? Oh, that's not jelly.
Oh, we don't call you Springy for nothing.
Yes.
On that note,
well, have you guys,
yeah, you guys want to watch me take a dump? Say!
Yeah. Whoa.
Have you seen, this is not a horror movie by any means, but have you seen Flow?
Flow?
Flow.
I don't know. It's a movie about a cat, and there's no dialogue.
Oh, no, it's on my list.
Yes.
It's on my list.
I've seen
fantastic.
It. Yes.
Fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic.
Flow, I'll have to check it out, yeah.
Animation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One guy.
Yep. Yeah, I've heard about
animated
it.
Animated the whole thing.
True. It won an Academy Award.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Rightfully so. Okay.
And you have been experiencing...
300 episode of... 300.
Bois. Bougie-bois.
Bougie-moi. Bougie-moi.
Bougie-bougie.
Je voudrais beaucoup de fromage, s'il vous plaît.
Shut the fuck up.
Merci.
That French made me get a sock.
Je m'appelle Dr. Head.
Speaking of socks, Unsafe Radio is on FaceTube. It's on U-Book.
That's right.
I don't understand why we're not getting anything.
And we're at the MySpace page. Our MySpace page has 6 likes.
MySpace pages. It's going crazy.
It is.
We had to shut it down once because it was.
Yeah, man, we went from 5 to 6.
So many Friendsters.
That's right.
So many Friendsters. He is on Facebook as Unsane Radio. We don't have an alias yet. And then it's on unsaneradio.com. Go there because you can experience every episode that we've done so far. All
300.
And see all of the pictures. 99% of them are very, very good. The other 1% was when Tar was so fucking drunk, he couldn't remember what he was supposed to be doing. But that's okay, because the other 99% make up for that one bad.
Hold on. I'm not taking the fall for all those shit.
Yeah. They are great pictures.
They are
me.
Great pictures.
The pictures.
Yeah, any of them could be a t-shirt. Right.
Yes,
no, they're fantastic.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, and tarandfeather.com, Tar and Feather Psycho Cinema is on YouTube. That's really, I think, about it.
Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on YouTube, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast on Facebook, Montag Lewis on Instagram.
In their huge studio.
Heavy Metal Horror in the big studio, that's right. And Springy?
Yes. If you like monsters and want to be a monster, you can get a hold of me through Polaris Breach FX at Facebook and at Instagram. And I can do, I make custom masks, custom costumes, pretty much anything you can come up with. So,
and they're awesome. We've yes. seen them.
Very we'll cool. put a link for to Springy's yes. up.
Yep.
Places in the description.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then we freaks. What can you say? By one of our best friends ever, John Boise. It's such a stellar job.
It is. It's beautiful.
It's not beautiful. Just because it's family not
just
friendly.
Because we love him. It's just really well done. It's sweet. It's like peanuts in a circus sideshow. And it's done with such heart.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's so sweet and just kind of warm and fuzzy and cute and funny. It's a great series.
But properly weird. You know, so.
Yes, not the characters weird. Themselves. Exactly. Yeah, and the characters are just so wonderfully developed and charming. Yeah.
But it's great. I'm working
with working on trying to get a book.
Yes. Yeah, I'm working with his wife to try to get those files and get the content from that in the manner in which we need it. And then we'll put a book out and the proceeds will go to her.
Excellent.
Yes.
That kind of stuff. But yes. Yeah, and I want it's because I want one.
I do too.
I want one too.
Yes, I do too. Yes. I really do.
I just want to sit there with
a gorgeous book. A beautiful, glossy, beautiful book.
Yes. Yep.
Right next to the Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Or Bloom County.
Or Bloom County.
Yeah. Or Farside.
Or Dewsbury.
Or Farside. Oh my God, my library.
Farside, Dewsbury, yeah.
Charles Adams too.
Yes.
But and you can find the Midnight Gadfly nowhere because he's missing. What the fuck?
Where'd he go?
Yeah. What?
Well, he's gone, motherfucker.
Is that his picture on the back of that milk carton?
Yeah. Look at the milk carton. He's let's gone.
What's a milk carton? Wait a minute.
Oh, I didn't I know he was gone.
It even says not even a child.
It says 99% fat free. Right.
Not true. Not true.
99% fat.
Yeah, yeah exactly. Yeah.
Heavy cream.
Yeah, this is heavy cream.
Heavy cream.
Heavy whipping cream.
That's right. Yeah. That's the name of my sex tape.
What, Blobosaurus or heavy whipping cream?
Heavy whipping cream.
Heavy whipping cream. It's a whisk. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I thought it was Sakatumi.
I always got, that was my other one. I got more than one tape.
Come on. Angora. Yeah.
Dr. Head fans.
They're all only about 5 minutes long.
So. That's right. That's right. That's right. I got 100
it's
of them.
A cereal.
They're all that's right. Yeah. Too, so
and I'm like... spent. That's how they all end. And I'm spent.
And they're only 5 minutes because
footies.
They're only 5 minutes because Dr. Head is directing and I'm the star.
That's right. That's right.
You can can see all of them on that social media platform, TikTok.
Tick cock. For cocks the size of ticks. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, it's fun to talk about yourself.
That's true.
That's right.
Oh, 300.
300. Raunchy. That's right. Raunchy. All stops. We're pulling all the stops out.
Looking forward to the next 300.
Yes.
I would be looking forward to it if I could count that high.
Numbers bad.
We're going to start over again.
Yeah. We're going to be like Marvel and DC. On. We're rewriting
it. Natural process.
Unsane Radio Universe and starting over from scratch. Unsane Radio and the Court of the Owls.
Yes.
300 plus one. 300 plus two.
Those two.
It's fitting we end 300 with a theremin.
Yes.